的下
去。
真正的喜
我不知道，但有的时候啊，我们甚至都
It's this microphone, is it?
啊，现在我们可能还是在测试这个。
Can you hear me?
大家能听到
A little louder as well.
那我会扬起声。已经昏花了，却不。
Place for 24
years. 在这个工作已经有24
I've been felt for 30 years.
在这个
A lot of us over the years started
那我发现很多人也就是慢慢的看东西要这样
Yesterday isn't really clear to
me. 以前是很清楚的，现在却模糊了。
And what I noticed at work is I've actually called my older colleagues on that. I've mentioned it to them.
跟年长的同事来讲
这件事。
I've said to them, doing this a lot.
就跟他们讲，你有没有注意到你自己是总是这样
？And in a couple weeks, they have glasses.
那过了眼镜了
Well, now I'm
就到我了
And I'm catching myself
是这
样 Limiting ourselves and really knowing what's going on We recognize I'm not seeing as clearly anymore
有的时候我们以为看见了但如果真是醒察的话就会知道原来
And so our prayer this morning is that to show us that maybe we are seeing dimly.
所以愿意今天早上神来启示提醒我们，也许现在我们是在昏花之中。
Maybe the Lord wants us to recognize that He wants us to see something of Himself a little clearer.
也许神要让我们意识到，我们需要更清楚的看见他自己。
Same thing with our hearing.
那我们的听见也应该是一样。
So let's open the word this morning and read a few passages. We'll start with, and I'm going to throw a little, hi being sorry, Malachi. We're going to start with Malachi chapter 3.
那我们现在从神的话语开始，马拉基书第三章。
You may remember last time I shared with you, we shared from the book of Malachi.
上一次我跟大家分享的时候，如果你记得，是在这个马拉基书里面有分享。
In the first four verses of Malachi chapter 3 says, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years.
马拉基书三章一到四节，万军之耶和华说：“我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火， 如漂布之人的简，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献公物给耶和华。那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的公物必蒙耶和华悦纳，仿佛古时之日，上古之年。
So if we turn to Matthew chapter 3, we see who this messenger is that is being sent.
那如果我们再翻到马太福音第三章，就看到他所差遣的这个使者是谁。
A very familiar story, Matthew 3 and the first six verses.
啊，非常熟悉的章节在马太福音三章的一到六节。
And in those days, this messenger, John the Baptist, came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
马太福音三章一到六节，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人，都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Now we know John was a faithful servant.
我们都知道施洗约翰是一个忠心的仆人。
And we know that he made a path and he declared, we are making a path for the Savior.
我们知道他在那里修了一条路为着救主。
But we also know that John was a little confused, not confused, but a little forlorn and distracted towards the end of his life.
那我们也知道施洗约翰到他后面的日子的时候他自己都有一些迷惑了。
See, Jesus was on the scene, but he hadn't really declared himself as the Christ yet.
耶稣已经在这个图画里面，那耶稣没有暂时还没有公开宣称他是基督。
And John now finds himself in the prison.
然后施洗约翰知道自己是在监牢里面。
And so he sends his disciples, his messengers to the Lord and says, you know, are you the chosen one? Are you the Savior?
然后他就差遣他自己的门徒去见耶稣，问耶稣说：“你就是那要来的吗？还是我们要继续等候另外的人？”
And of course, the Lord says to these messengers, "Go back to John and say, 'Yes, I am.'"
然后耶稣就告诉这个门徒说：“回去告诉施洗约翰，是的，我就是。”
And with that word, it was great assurance for John the Baptist.
那对施洗约翰来讲，这样的话就是他的一个确据。
But after he sends those messengers back to John, he says something in Luke chapter 7.
当耶稣把这些门徒打发回去见施洗约翰的时候，在路加福音第七章，主耶稣这么说。
We want to read a few verses from Luke chapter 7.24 through 30.
我们读其中的一小部分，就是第七章的第二十四节。
Luke 7:24 through 30. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing?Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare a way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John.Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And when all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared, God is just. having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
路加福音第七章二十四到三十节，约翰所差来的人既走了，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说，你们从前出去到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫里，你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的没有一个大过约翰的，然而神国里最小的比他还大。众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we just ask this morning that you would open our eyes.
主啊，我们今天早上向你来祈求打开我们的眼。
Lord, we don't want to be those Pharisees and those lawyers that turned away from the purpose of God.
主啊，我们不愿意向那些法利赛人和律法师废弃了你的旨意。
Lord, we don't want to be those that see only history and prophecy.
主啊，我们不愿意成为那些人，只看到那些预言和那些历史。
Lord, we don't want to see John the Baptist this morning.
今天早上我们愿意看见这施洗的约翰。
Lord, we don't want to see ourselves this morning.
我们也不愿意看我们自己。
But we do want to see Christ.
但我们愿意看到耶稣。
So we do pray that you would open these scriptures to us.
我们求你把这些话语打开。
And cause us to see you and you alone.
让我们可以看见你，而且单单看见你。
We ask that you would cover the speaking and the translation.
我们求你来遮盖讲的和翻译的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. I'd like to start with a very brief review from last time I shared.
在开始的时候，我愿意把上一次的做一个很简短的总结。
We shared from the book of Malachi.
我们从马拉基书来分享的。
And we see that in the book of Malachi, the Israelites were very busy.
在那里我们看到以色列人其实非常的繁忙。
And if our vision is a little cloudy, we might say, I think they're doing what the Lord wants them to do.
如果我们的眼睛昏花的话，可能会说，他们做的其实就是神让他们所做的。
The Israelites were no longer in captivity.
这些以色列人已经不是在被掳的里面。
There were some forms of government.
在他们中间有人在那里治理。
The synagogues and temples were very busy.
会堂还有圣殿都很繁忙。
There wereSacrifices and services.
在那里有服事，也有献祭。
But in summary, the Lord called the Israelites out and said, "You have lost your first love."
但是神却对着他们来说这样的话：你们失去了起初的爱。
The Levites were not doing their Levitical duty.
这些利未人没有尽利未的功用。
The priests were not doing their priestly duty.
祭司们没有尽祭司的功用。
The kings of Israel were succumbing to the kings of the world.
这个以色列他们的君王也其实向着世界的君王来低头。
So we asked ourselves last time, why do we not today come into our Levitical or priestly service?
上一次我们所问的问题就是为什么我们今天不能进入到利未人的服事里。
And we see a lot of times we just get settled. We settle down.
很多时候我们看到自己在那里安逸了。
Giving myself completely to the Lord, it's just a little too costly.
或者把我完全的奉献给神，那代价太大。
We also saw that habit and tradition creeps in.
而且我们看到习惯传统进到我们里面。
And that's the easy road.
因为那是一条容易的路。
You know, it was really easy this morning to wake up and know, you know, by 9:30, if we're seated, ready to sing the first hymn, then at least we've done our traditional habitual service.
今天早上，如果我们醒来，然后九点半可以坐在这里，那可能对自己讲，我已经做到我应该做到的，每周要做的。
And then we're very reverent here, until about 12 o'clock.
然后一直到十二点前，我们还是跟神很有关系的。
And we rejoice when Chip stops on time.
当 Chip 弟兄他准时结束的时候，我们也很高兴。
And we can have some good food.
然后来享受很美好的食物。
It's an easy road and it's awfully enticing.
这是一个很有吸引的很安逸的一条路。
Sometimes we miss our priestly service because our eyes get set on the things of this world.
有的时候我们失去祭司的服侍是因为眼目注意在世界上。
And we start to think to ourselves, you know, the Lord is too spiritual, too ethereal.
那有的时候就对自己讲神的事啊那些属灵的事、啊、是、不太切实际。
And we get into the rut of doing the things that the world does.
然后我们就来做这个世界上的事。
Now, the Israelites were warned.
以色列人被警告过。
And they were warned.
他们被警告了。
And finally, the Lord had to do something that he very much doesn't like to do.
然后神就做了一件他非常不想做的事。
He went silent for 400 years.
就是400年他沉默。
It's one of the worst things the Lord can do.
这个是神能做的啊，最糟糕的事。
And for 400 years, God's people went their own way and did their own thing.
在这400年间，神的儿女就照着自己的意思来做他们自己的事。
But because they saw dimly, because they had lacked vision, they thought their busyness and toil was good enough.
因为他们失去了眼光，因为他们在昏花里面，所以觉得自己做的事情就已经足够了。
But we saw last time that this was not just a story in history, but it represents where we are today in the church.
但上次我们也讲到，这不是历史上发生过的事，是今天在发生的。
For 40 years in the United States, in the Western world, the Lord has been silent.
在美国，在西方世界有40年，神已经沉默了。
The church today is empty and powerless.
今天的教会既空洞又乏力。
And yet, because we have so many churches and so much busyness, and we have so much access to songs of worship and things, we think that we're okay.
但是今天有这么多的教会，有这么多的活动，有这么多的诗歌敬拜，所以我们觉得自己还不错了。
And it was our prayer last time we were together that the Lord would call those that might make way for the return of the Lord.
所以上一次我们提到有一个祷告，就是有人神的使者可以预备他的道路。
And we saw two hidden vessels.
我们就看到两个隐藏的器皿。
We saw Zechariah and Elizabeth.
我们看到撒加利亚和以利沙白。
And the key to their service was humility.
在他们的服事里面，最关键的就是谦卑。
Oh, they had broken and contrite hearts.
在他们里面有一个忧伤痛悔的心。
Zechariah wasn't very notable as a priest.
撒加利亚作为祭司是不被人所注意的。
And Elizabeth had one of the greatest scourges placed upon a woman. She was barren.
而伊丽莎白呢，就有一个在妇女身上可以得到的最大的羞辱，就是她不生育。
Absolutely broken, contrite, and humbled.
他们真的是忧伤痛悔，而且是完全的谦卑。
And all they could do is wait on the Lord.
他们能做的所有的一切就是等候神。
But then he called.
然后神就呼召。
He said, Zechariah, it's your turn to offer incense in the temple.
神就说，撒加利亚，是到你到殿里面烧香的时候。
And Zechariah obeyed.
然后撒加利亚就顺服。
His service was initiated by the Lord, and he was obedient to it.
他的这个服事是从神起头的，他也在里面顺服。
And we see that everything Zechariah and Elizabeth did was bathed in prayer.
所以我们就看到撒加利亚和以利沙白他们所有的服事都是在这个祷告里面进行。
It was even said to Zechariah, "Your prayers have been heard and are answered."
因为在圣经里面，神对撒加利亚讲，你的祷告。被我蒙垂听了。
And Zechariah and Elizabeth went out of their way to look for ways to obey the Lord.
所以撒加利亚和以利沙伯，而且他们是寻找能够顺服的那些事情。
They didn't look for that easy road.
他们不是来寻找一个容易的道路。
They sought the scriptures, they sought the Lord, how can I obey?
他们看到神的话就在想，我怎么样在这些里面来顺服。
And we see a key here.
我们看到这里面的关键。
Humility is the soil that the Lord can use to plant His mercy and His grace.
就是谦卑是那个土壤，让神可以种下他的怜悯和恩典。
Humility is just soil.
这个谦卑就是土壤。
It doesn't necessarily do anything in and of itself.
这个土壤自己不能做什么。
But with that soil of humility, the Lord says, "Now I can plant mercy."
但是在这个谦卑的土壤里面，神可以种下他的 怜悯。
Now I can plant grace.
现在我可以把恩典种在里面。
You see what Elizabeth deserved was Elizabeth deserved to die barren.
对伊丽莎白来讲，她的原来的结局就是在不生育里面啊，一直到死。
She didn't have any right in herself to serve the Lord.
她在里面也没有服侍神的一个权利。
She was one of the Israelites in these 400 years of silence.
她只是在这400年神沉默年代这些以色列人中的一个。
The same with Zechariah.
对撒加利亚也是一样。
But in their humility, the Lord says, I will plant mercy.
但是在他们的谦卑里面，神说，我要把怜悯种在其中。
Yes, you deserve to die barren.
没错，你是要在不生育里面一直到死的。
But it says, in his mercy,He gave them John.
但是圣经里面讲是在神的怜悯里面神把约翰赐给他们。
Do we recognize that the Lord wants to show us mercy?
我们有没有意识到神要把怜悯赐给我们？
He's showing us mercy this morning.
他今天早上就在彰显他的怜悯。
We don't deserve to hear the word of God.
我们其实不配来听神的话。
We're not able to receive this beautiful promises of the Lord.
我们也不配来接受神这么美好的祝福。
No service that we have today are we worthy of.
没有一个服事是我们配得来做的。
But if we humble ourselves, the Lord says, I can use that soil to plant mercy.
但如果我们足够谦卑的话，神说我可以把怜悯种在这个。
And not only that, now I'm going to plant grace.
不光是这样，他还可以把恩典种下来。
Grace, that is getting that which we don't deserve.
这个恩典的意思就是说我们不配得却得着了。
And they were given John.
这个就是赐给约翰的。
And of course, John means grace. God is grace.
约翰这个名字就是恩典的意思。
Oh, it's such a beautiful picture.
这是何等美好的一个图画。
So what is the Lord saying to us today as we end that review?
那如果我们在复习里面结束的时候，神现在向我们说什么？
Well, I'd like to look at this son of theirs named John.
我们现在就来看看他们的儿子，这个人名字叫做约翰。
And how he was a trailblazer for Christ.
他怎样为基督成了那个开拓者？
He made a way for Christ to come on earth.
他为着基督预备了一条道路，让他来到这个地上。
Isn't that beautiful that the Lord always wants man to make a path?
何等的美好，就是神让人来预备一个道路。
The Lord does not need us.
神不需要我们。
But he wants us and he uses us.
但是他却要我们，而且呢，使用我们。
He doesn't need us to see clearly, but he wants us to see clearly.
他不需要我们能够清楚地看见，但是他的心意是让我们可以清楚看见。
And so he waits for vessels to be made.
所以他就等候那些预备好的器皿。
And that's the choice we have this morning.
这就是我们今天早上可以有的选择。
We can be a bystander.
我们可以是成为一个旁观者。
Or we can be trailblazers.
或者成为那个开拓的人。
Well, let's look at John.
让我们现在来看约翰。
He was chosen to be a trailblazer.
他被拣选成为开拓的人。
And then he chose that choosing.
那约翰呢？施洗约翰，他就拣选了神的拣选。
This will clarify a lot of things for us, even though it sounds confusing.
这个其实是让我们清楚很多事情，虽然听起来好像让人迷惑。
When we read the scripture, the Lord saying, "I choose you to hear from me."
在我们读神的话的时候，神说：“我拣选了你，让我可以听见我的话。”
We all have heard enough prayers this morning. We've heard the scripture read this morning. He has chosen you to hear the very words from his heart.
我们已经听见很多的祷告，今天早上也听见很多神的话，是神拣选我们，让我们听见他自己。
But now he hands it over to us.
现在他却把这个选择权摆在我们身上。
Will we choose that choosing?
我们选不选择他的拣选？
And John the Baptist did.
这个施洗约翰他是这样拣选了。
He could have chosen another path.
他可以选择另一条路。
He had an in with the Levites and the priests.
他可以很容易的就是进入到这个立位人和这个祭司的服侍这条道路里面。
One parent was of the priestly lineage, one parent was from the Levites.
因为他的父母他们他的父亲已经是祭司而且他们也是立位族的。
He could have been like everyone else busy in the temple, there in Jerusalem.
他可以像其他人一样在耶路撒冷在圣殿里面繁忙的服侍。
And worn fine clothes.
穿那个那些
nice
clothes 细麻衣、yeah. 是很好的衣服
and he could have lived a very comfortable life
也可以活一个很舒适的生活
I can't tell you the most humble parents that I ever talked to the most humble they can ever say is all I want for my children is security
我要告诉大家我见过的那个最谦卑的父母就是他说我要我的儿女是活在一个安稳里面
job security
就是活在一个在工作上安稳的情况里
family security
家庭是安稳的
that's a very noble thing to say
这个是一个很尊贵的事
but it's not what Zechariah and Elizabeth asked of John
但是却不是撒迦利亚跟以利沙白为着约翰所求的
you obey the Lord
他们求的是你要顺服神。
You love the Lord.
你要爱神。
Guess what happens?
那后面发生的是什么呢?
Security.
也是个安稳。
But not the way we expect it.
但却不是我们所期望的那样的安稳。
And that's what John chose.
这个就是约翰所选择的。
The ways of the Lord.
就是神为他预备的道路。
You know, his birth alone could have given him job security.
甚至他凭着出生就可以有一个工作上的安稳。
He was a miracle baby.
因为他是一个奇迹里面产生的婴孩。
He could have had a whole ministry on the result of barrenness.
他可以就是来在那个世代来服侍在不生育里面神的神迹奇事。
Oh, he would have been popular.
那他就很可以受人的欢迎。
He could have also had a ministry of the Holy Spirit.
他也可以做一个圣灵的服侍。
Oh, you want the Holy Spirit?
你要得圣灵吗?
I had the Holy Spirit in my mother's womb.
我甚至在母亲怀胎的时候就被圣灵充满了。
He could have put up a sign in any part of Israel and people would have flocked to him.
如果他在这个路上真的打一个标语出来,很多人就会蜂拥的到他面前。
But he chose instead to humble himself.
但是他的选择却是在谦卑里面。
These things were only tools and gifts that the Lord would use to reveal Christ and Christ alone.
这些都是神所使用的工具可以来彰显神自己单单彰显他自己
John could have also been distracted by filial duty
这个约翰也可以施洗约翰也可以被 filial
being a son doing the right thing as a son
他就可以就是作为一个儿子做儿子该做的事这样来服侍
My poor parents they're old
我这些我可怜的父母他们已经年纪很大了
They really wanted a son, and lo and behold, I'm the only one.
他们很想有一个孩子，那我是他们唯一的儿子。
I need to serve them.
我需要来服侍他们。
Once everything's taken care of as the firstborn son, then maybe I can focus on the things of the Lord.
那当我作为一个独生子，先把我的父母照顾好之后，可能再来做神要我做的。
It's a pretty bold thing for him to say, Mom, Dad, I know you're old. I know you need help.But I have to obey the Lord.
这是一个很大胆的事，就是施洗约翰可以跟父母讲，我知道你们年长了，我应该服侍你们，但是我却需要做神让我所做的。
Now, I'm not asking anyone to shirk their duties.
我不是要在这里让大家讲，把你的职责都放下。
But never at the expense of loving the Lord.
但千万不要，这个代价就是说你，放弃了爱神来做这样的事。
John could have also succumbed to the second generation complex.
他也可以
the challenge of a second generation child.
他也可以就说来接受这个第二代儿女所接受的挑战。
Now, many of you in here are probably first generation. You were probably saved, and maybe the first one in your family saved.
在我们中间可能有很多人你是第一代信主得救的。
Thank the Lord.
感谢神。
But now you have children.
现在你有儿女了。
And they're being raised in a Christian home.
他们是在基督徒的家庭里面长大。
And you know what is one of the challenges for a child growing up in a Christian home?
你知道在基督徒家里面长大的第二代他们的挑战是什么吗?
They see the sacrifices of their parents.
他们看到父母的牺牲。
They see their parents singing songs of worship and raising their hands.
他们看到父母在那里唱赞美诗的时候把手都举起来。
And a second generation kid goes, oh, so embarrassing.
然后这个第二代就说哎呀太难为情了。
Or they see their dad, you know, come home and their mom come home on a given night and they're excited about doing something as a family and they remember it's prayer meeting night.
然后他们就看到父亲或者母亲那个晚上下班回到家这么的兴奋然后这个孩子就意识到哦原来这么高兴是因为今晚是祷告聚会。
We never get to do anything because there's always a meeting.
哦那我要做的事都做不了了因为总是有这样的那样的聚会。
Or it's one of those nights there's not a meeting.
或者有一些夜晚是没有任何聚会。
And you're getting ready to do something as a family.
然后你们全家就要一起来做一些事情。
And the phone rings.
突然间电话响起来。
And there's a brother or sister that needs some help.
有一个弟兄或者姐妹他有一个需要。
And that second generation kid goes, it's always the Lord first. Why not me?
然后这个第二代就说每一次总是神第一位。什么时候都轮不到我。
That's a real challenge.
这个是真实的挑战。
And you parents that have second generation Christian kids need to be aware of the challenge.
那如果你是在家里面第一代的父母你要意识到有这样的挑战。
The Lord may ask you at some point to put something on hold so that you don't miss out on helping that brother and sister that are also your son and daughter.
也许有的时候神是要你这样把你家里的需要放下来帮助那个在主里有需要的其他的弟兄姐妹。
Have you ever thought about that?
你有没有想过这件事?
Your son and your daughter are also your brother and sister in Christ.
你的儿子或者女儿也是在主里面的你的弟兄姐妹。
And maybe they need that phone call.
也许他们也需要跟你有一个电话。
Maybe you need to come around them and encourage them just as you're so willing to do to a brother and sister.
也许你要到他们面前来帮助他们就像你如此的愿意来帮助其他弟兄姐妹一样。
And John the Baptist could have fallen into that second generation trap.
这个施洗约翰有可能他也会失落在这个第二代的挑战里面。
There's another trap for second generation.
对第二代还有另外一个陷阱。
Sometimes the parents don't want their kids to sacrifice the way they did.
有的父母他们不愿意第二代做任何的牺牲。
And we spoil our kids.
然后我们就在那里溺爱自己的儿女。
Oh, it's easy to spoil the kids in the Western world.
在这个西方的世界很容易溺爱自己的儿女。
But sometimes it's the struggle and the sacrifice of your life when you were young that caused you to cry out to the Lord.
但有的时候是在你的生命里面曾经经过挣扎你才会向神呼求。
And yet we go out of the way to make sure our kids don't suffer just a little bit.
但是我们却做了一切所做的来保护我们的孩子经历这样的难处。
Sometimes spoiling and giving them the pleasures of this world are the very things that drive them away and we don't realize we're doing it.
有的时候我们溺爱他们让他们在这个世界享受却是让他们从神面前离开。
John the Baptist could have also just wanted to fit in.
也许施洗约翰他只是想在人里面被接受。
You know, he was a kid.
他是一个孩子。
He wanted to fit in with all of his friends.
他愿意跟他的朋友们在一起的时候他们是可以成为一群。
It's one of the biggest traps for our children today.
这是今天我们的孩子最大的陷阱。
You remember wanting to fit in.When you were little, all of us in here,
我们都记得小时候，我们也希望跟一群人在一起被接受。
We may experience it even at work today as adults.
也许今天作为成年人了，在工作的环境里面，我们还是如此。
It's even harder today because we have so much access to so much of what the rest of the world is doing via technology.
今天更困难，因为我们今天是如此的容易可以接触到这个世界在这个技术里面所给我们预备的。
I mean, clothes is just one example.
我们的衣物就是其中一个例子。
Back in our day, it would be, oh, that outfit is so 5 years ago.
在我的那个年代我们有的时候看到一个衣服就说哦这是五年前的过时的。
Now it's, oh, those clothes, that's so 20 minutes ago.
现在就是说，哦，这件衣服20分钟前已经是不那么时髦了。
Because they're on Instagram.
因为他们是在这个 Instagram 上面。
And they're getting instant feedback that they're not fitting in.
马上他们就接到一个信息说这件事已经过时了。
I say it's our kids, but I'm sure we deal with it as well.
我讲的是孩子，但是我们自己有的时候也这样。
But instead of all this, John chose to be a mere voice to make way the straight way for the Lord.
但是约翰却不是这样，他单单的只是选择了成为旷野里面的一个声音。
So I want to use the rest of the time to ask this question: How did he do it?
所以现在我们用这个下面的时间来问一问他是怎么样做到的。
Well, to start with.He learned a lesson from his parents.
那开始的时候就是他从父母身上来学了功课。
Very early, he learned to be completely satisfied with God.
他开始的时候就学习到了就是在主里面得着所有的满足。
By God's mercy and grace, I was born into humility.
因为是在谦卑里面，是在神的怜悯跟恩典里面我出生的。
And he chose to remain in humility.
而且他选择停留在这样的谦卑里面。
He was born out of barrenness.
他是从不生育的这个情形里面生出来的。
And he chose to live in the barren wilderness.
然后他选择的就是在这个旷野不毛之地生活。
John recognized that it was God that gave him life.
约翰他意识到是神给了他自己的生命。
And he trusted God to sustain his life.
然后他就信靠神来为他的生命做任何的预备。
And out of this, John gives one of the most powerful short statements in the scripture.
那因此，约翰就可以有一个在圣经里面那个最短、那个威力最大的一句话。
I must decrease, he must increase.
我必衰微，他必兴盛、兴旺。
More of Christ was his theme.
他的口号就是说，更多基督。
What decision could he make today to make more of Christ and less of John?
那他有什么决定可以做，让今天他里面的基督可以兴旺，而这个约翰自己可以衰微呢？
And that's the path he begins to blaze for Christ and for the rest of us.
这个时候他就成为一个开拓者，为着基督，也为着我们来预备一条道路。
So that's the question we ask ourselves this morning.
今天早上我们就要问自己这样一个问题。
Do we believe the scripture that we were wonderfully and beautifully made?
我们相不相信圣经里面讲到我们是如此美好如此奇妙的被创造。
Do we thank the Lord for how he created us beautifully and wonderfully?
我们有没有为着我们自己的奇妙跟美好来感谢主呢？
Are we thankfulEvery day when we look in the mirror and say, Lord, you've given me life today that I might decrease and you might increase.
你有没有每天在镜子里面看到自己说，感谢你今天又让我可以衰微，你可以兴盛。
I don't want there to be any misunderstanding.
我不希望大家在这件事上有任何错误的看法。
If our children or if we want to look nice, it's okay.
如果我们自己或者愿意孩子们那个穿着很好在人面前的那个样子很好，不错，没问题的。
But do we have those new clothes or that new hairstyle so that people would see us, or so that we would have an opportunity to testify of the beautifulness of Christ?
那当我们穿上那些新衣服，或者做了一个新的发型，是让人看见我们这个人很好看呢，还是让人看到耶稣基督他的美丽？
Because John trusted the Lord.He was able to obey all directions from the Lord.
因为耶稣他约翰他信靠神，所以他可以来彰显主的美丽。
John allowed the Lord to be the master of his life and to master his life.
那约翰就是让耶稣成为他生命里面的主。
The question this morning: Have we figured out how to manage our own lives?
那我们今天要问自己的就是：今天有没有？让神让主来主宰我们的生活。
Do we have a 1-year plan?
我们是不是有一年的计划
？A 5-year plan?
五年的计划
？A 10-year plan?
十年的计划
？A retirement plan?
或者说退休计划
？John was willing to say, "Lord, manage my life."
约翰是这样的，他说：“主啊，我愿意你来管理我的生活。”
Have we decided how we're going to worship and serve the Lord?
是不是我们已经决定了我要怎么样来服侍敬拜神呢?
You know, it's even key in our service.
这个在我们的服侍里面非常关键。
We come to a fellowship, we come to a gathering of saints, and we say, well, this is how you serve the Lord.
我们到了一个聚会，到一群弟兄姐妹中间，已经非常确定说，要一定是要这样才能服侍神。
Or are we that vessel, and we just say, Lord, use me how you will.
或者我们成为那样的器皿说，主啊，不管你怎么用，你用我。
John was also one who allowed the Lord to be his covering.
而且约翰也是那个愿意让神来成为他遮盖的人。
It says in the scripture that he wore a cloak of camel's hair.
在圣经里面提到他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
You know, anytime you see a cloak made from animal, there was a sacrifice involved.
每一次你看到如果一个衣服是动物的皮毛所做的那就代表有一个牺牲。
There was blood involved.
有血在那里面。
John's covering when he was in the wilderness,was the covering of the love and the sacrifice of the Lord.
所以施洗约翰他在旷野里面其实是主耶稣自己来成为他的遮蔽。
In the passages we read, it says very clearly that there's other clothes we can wear, clothes of fine linen.
在圣经里面我们刚才读过的也讲到有其他的衣服里面提到是华丽华美的衣服。
But those are man-made.
但那些是人手所做的。
Camel's cloak,was one that was given to him by God.
这个骆驼毛的衣服是神给他的。
I had a thought this morning.
今天早上我有这样一个思想。
What if I put on a cloak of camel's hair this morning to speak with you?
我何不今天在大家面前在讲信息的时候穿一个骆驼毛的外衣。
I think my nephew is trying to get that visual out of his head right now.
No, 我其实那个 Matthew 现在脑海里面想把这个图画把它拿掉了，可能。
I bet you my sons would have probably walked a long ways away from me.
如果我这样的话，我儿子可能就要离我非常非常的远。
Camel's hair is a cloak of separation.
这个骆驼毛的衣服代表的是一个分别。
Oh, that's hard to do.
非常难做到。
To separate ourselves from the world.
让我们可以从这个世界分别
to be different
成为一个跟人不一样的人
Do you know when in life we start struggling with that?
你知道在我们生命里面什么时候在这件事上开始挣扎吗
As soon as we join another group of people
就是当我们来进入到另外一群人的时候
Oh, we want to fit in
我们希望在里面被认可
My seven-year-old, all he wants to do is fit in
我七岁的儿子现在他整天想的就是被人所接受
If it means to be a good athlete to fit in, then he'll try his hardest to be a good athlete.
如果他在运动上很好的话，可以被人接受，那他就是花全身的精力要在运动上得一些很好的事。
There's a name for it, peer pressure.
有一个这样的单词就是叫做同期的压力。
Everyone, is that a good translation? Peer pressure? Because we need to learn that one.
这个弟兄的翻译到底准不准确呢？因为我们需要学这个词。这个词就是从你同伴而来的压力。
Our kids are facing it every day.
因为我们的孩子每天都面对这个同期的压力。
You ask my seven-year-old.
你问问我七岁的孩子。
Are you willing to laugh and make fun of someone else just so you can fit in with another group?
你愿不愿意跟我们一起来嘲笑另外一个人？那你就是我们中间的一份子了。
And he'll say, "Yes, sir, I would."
他可能会说：“是的，我会跟你们一起嘲笑这个人。”
And then we have to pray for repentance.
然后之后，我们也要为这个，一定要为这个来悔改祷告。
And he could look at me and he says, "Dad, would you go to the water cooler at work and make fun of someone else so you could fit in with the cool kids at work?"
那也许孩子也会跟我讲，你愿不愿意在你到我的那个地方，跟我一起来嘲笑那个人呢
？And I would have to say, yes, sir, I do.
那可能我要说，是的，先生，我愿意这样。
John the Baptist was a trailblazer because he put on that cloak of love.
施洗约翰他是一个开拓者，因为他穿上的是骆驼毛的衣服。
It separated him.
这个让他分别。
People thought he was different.
人想到他都知道他跟人不一样。
People laughed at him.
甚至一些人嘲笑他。
But then when he was a voice, they couldn't help but listen.
但是他那个声音出来成为那个声音的时候，那些人忍不住的要来听他所讲。
And it was a powerful word.
这些所讲的就是那些大有能力的话。
The other thing about camel's hair is it protected him under all circumstances.
另外，骆驼毛的衣服是让他在各样的环境里面可以被保守、被保护。
When we put on the clothes that the Lord has given us, He'll protect us in every situation.
如果我们穿上主为我们预备的衣服，在各样的环境，我们都会蒙保护。
The reason I mentioned the weather this morning is, you know, we're going to have a weather change this week, hopefully.、啊、
为什么我今天提到天气呢？因为希望照着预告，可能我们会有一个冷空气来到。
Come Saturday, you might actually have to go into your closet in the very back and have to find a sweater.
也许到周六，你要到你衣柜的最里面，要找一个很厚的衣服。
Any of us know how much time we spend trying to figure out what to wear in a lifetime?
你有没有意识到，在我们这个生命整个生命里面来算，到底我们花了多少时间要来选穿什么衣服
？Too hot, too cold, too long, too short.
可能这件热了，这件会冷了，那这个太长，这个太短。
Sunday morning, Sunday morning clothes.
主日早上是穿这样的。
Again, we have to do these things.
没错，我们是要做这些事。
But the Lord also wants to say, I'm your covering.
但是神却让我们愿意，我们可以说，主啊，你是我的遮盖。
You don't have to figure out what the Lord and how He's going to direct in a day, just trust Him.
你也不需要自己来想，主啊，我该穿什么，就是单单的信靠他。
Bear to be different.
我们有胆量可以做那个与人不一样的人。
Do we acknowledge that the Lord has covered us and protected us in our lives?
我们是不是承认而且认识到神每天在保护我们？
When we wake up in the morning, do we ask for covering for our family?
每天早上起来的时候，有没有为这个家来求神的遮蔽？
Lord Jesus, this morning cover my spouse as they go off to work.
主啊，你今天来遮盖我的配偶，让他在工作里面。
Lord, you be the covering for my children that are going out into a school of debauchery and foolishness and evil.
主啊，你来遮盖我的孩子，因为他去到的那个学校里面充满了这些邪恶跟悖逆。
You don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you have coworkers?
大家不需要举手，有多少人我们是有同事的
？I think almost all of us do.
估计。大概所有的人都是
divinely put there by God，
都是神在主权里面安排在你身边的。
They may be annoying，
也许他们很让人讨厌
，or they may be very friendly，
也许他们对你很友好。
But they were put there for one reason，
但他们被摆在你的身边只有一个目的
，that you may testify of Christ，
你就可以为耶稣来做见证。
It doesn't mean you have to read the Bible and preach to them at every given moment。
并不是说你每一个时刻都要拿着圣经向他们来传福音或者讲神的话。
But do they look at you as though you wear camel's hair?
那他们看到你的时候，有没有看到似乎你真的是一个穿骆驼毛衣服的人？
Why is she so different?
这个人为什么他不一样？
Why is he so different?
他为什么不一样？
I think he has as many difficulties as I do, but he has a smile on his face.
我相信他跟我一样有很多的难处，为什么这个人脸上还是带着微笑？
They're going to wonder what makes you different.
他们会在那里思想，为什么这个人会跟人不一样？
And then when your mouth opens, they can hear truth.
然后当你的嘴开口的时候，他们就可以听见真理。
They can hear Christ.
他们可以听见基督。
Oh, we have such an opportunity for the Lord to cover us.
我们真的有许多的机会可以让神成为我们的遮盖。
It says that John was also girded with a belt.
而且这里面又提到，施洗约翰他有一个那个皮带。
And we see that the belt, in the scripture, there's several meanings and symbolic reasons for a belt.
在圣经里面提到的这个腰束的皮带有许多的它的意义。
I want to look at two.
我们现在就看两点。
The belt is a belt of truth.
这个皮带是真理的带。
And a belt constrains us.
这个带子来约束我们。
At my school, we have a school uniform.
在我的学校里面，我们学校都有制服。
And it says you have to wear a belt.
那里面讲 你穿这个制服的时候一定要有一个皮带。
Oh, the boys hate it.
这些男孩子们很讨厌这个皮带。
It's so constricting.
因为对他们来讲约束他们的活动。
That buckle's just right there and, you know, they're just always messing with it.
那个皮带扣在那里他们就总是 要来调整来调整去。
They don't like the constraint.
他们不喜欢这样的约束。
But none of us like constraint.
我们没有人喜欢被约束。
We would love to do our own thing.
我们都喜欢做我想做的事。
Oh, we'd love to read the Bible and interpret it our way.
我们都喜欢读了圣经，照着我的意思来讲解。
You know, I really, my coworker makes me so mad, so frustrating. Where's that verse on judgment?
这个同事让我这么的伤心，这么的沮丧，让我来找一找。在圣经里面的哪句话
But instead we open up the scripture and it's all about love.
但是我们打开就看到里面讲的都是要爱。
And now we're suddenly constrained by love.
这个时候我们就被爱所激励了。
And John, when he was out in that wilderness, he was constrained by the words of truth.
当施洗约翰在旷野的时候他是被真理所约束的人。
He was told in the wilderness, you're going to call the people of Israel to repentance.
因为在旷野里面神要让他讲悔改的道。
And if he wasn't constrained, he could have said, "How about I talk about the Holy Spirit instead?"
如果他没有不是一个被约束的人，也许他说：“主啊，不如我讲关乎圣灵的事。”
Everyone loves a good Holy Spirit message.
因为所有的人都喜欢讲到那美好的关乎圣灵的信息。
How about one of prosperity?
那讲到人可以得福的。
No, he was constrained.
没有，他是被限制的。
You need to tell my people to repent.
你必须告诉我的子民，他们要悔改。
And he was constrained by this.
他被这件事所限制。
Sometimes they're hard words of constraint.
有的时候 hard words.
Harsh words, hard words.
有的时候他要说一些严厉的话。
But sometimes that's what we need to hear.
但这就是我们需要听的。
What does that mean to us?
对我们来讲意味什么？
Are we constrained by the truth?
我们有没有被真理所约束
？My son, I'm picking on him because he's not here and he's only seven, so he probably doesn't understand.
我经常用我的儿子做例子，因为他不在这儿，而且他只有七岁。
He read his verses this morning.
今天早上他就读了他的圣经。
All you parents out there know that there's verses that they need to read, and so he's being a good Sunday school kid and he's reading his verses.
我们家里有孩子的都知道，每日都有读经，所以他呢，作为一个在主里的好孩子就那个来读他该读的那个经节。
And we asked him, what did the Lord show you in your verses?
然后我们就问他，神在这些章节里面向你说了什么话？
And he said, it says here not to lie and what else? I'm asking my wife. Not to lie, that was one of the things.
Yeah. 那里面的内容呢我都不太记得了就是但是有一样就是说不要说谎。
So his mom asked him, why did you pick that verse?
然后他的妈妈就问他你为什么选这个章节?
Well, because I shouldn't lie.
然后他就说因为我不应该说谎。
Okay, well that's good, but is there something on your heart about lying?
对不错很好但是你在心里面真的有没有说过、说谎呢?
Yeah, remember when I get in trouble with the teacher, I should tell you and not lie about it.
你记得吗？当你在那个学校里面跟老师有问题的时候，我曾经告诉过你不要说谎。
Oh, this is a good Christian boy, isn't it?
这是一个很好的基督徒的孩子，是不是呢
？He's got all the Sunday school answers.
他的答案都是主日学教的标准答案。
But then the Holy Spirit, in the form of his mother,
然后圣灵就借着他妈妈的形象来显现之后
，looked at him and said, "Why did the Lord give you that verse?" This morning, specifically.
就看着他说为什么今天早上神具体的选了这个章节让你来读。
I was in art class and someone was making fun of someone else and I just wanted to fit in and so I made fun of him too.
然后这孩子就哭起来就说其实我是在这个学艺这个文艺课艺术课里面然后我就跟大家一起来嘲笑一个人。
And the Holy Spirit in the form of his mother said,What does that have to do with lying?
然后圣灵就借着他的妈妈问他，那这个跟说谎有什么关系呢？
He said, because it was wrong, and I felt bad, and I didn't tell you.
他就说，这件事是不对的，我也觉得心里难受，但是我却没有告诉你。
That's word of truth.
这个就是真理的话。
He was convicted.
他就在里面被神所鉴察，他也认罪。
A 7-year-old convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是一个七岁的孩子，在圣灵的大能下面，他可以认罪悔改。
Now, before you get me wrong, this is not what happens every day in our household.
我希望大家不要有一个错误的感觉，每天在我们家都发生这样的事。
Far and few between.
只是时不时的发生。
There are plenty times that we forget to even ask him about his reading.
很多时候我们都忘了来问他，你今天有没有读？
But not very often.
不是很经常。
Because it's so important.
因为这是非常重要的事。
Your children are reading that Bible list not to get a check mark so they can get a treat at Sunday school.
你的孩子读经节不是为了可以打一个勾，说读完了，然后到主日学拿一个奖赏。
They're reading it because it's the word of truth.
他们读因为这是真理的话。
And it's the words in here, the living words in here that will constrain them.
这是这里面这些活的话语在限制他们。
But you know how we treat this sometimes?
但你知道我们有的时候是怎么对待他吗
？When we go to the Hallmark store, or we go to that aisle of all the cards.
当我们到那些礼品店去看那些摆在上面的贺卡的时候
，I don't know how many people do that anymore, but you go down and you just start reading the cards one after another.
我不知道现在是不是很多人还这么经常做，到店里面一个一个卡拿出来看上面所写的。
And you finally find the one that you like, the one that means something to you, and you take it.
然后你就找到一个你喜欢的，是对你来讲有意义的，然后就买了它。
This is not a book of Hallmark cards.
这本书不是那些贺卡。
It's the truth.
这是真理。
It's all true.
全是真理。
When the Lord leads us to something in it, we have to obey.
如果神带我们到里面的某一处，你必须要顺服。
It has to constrain us.
它必须要限制我们。
And this is why the Western world is where it is today. Because we don't do that.
这就是今天为什么西方世界的衰落，因为我们没有这么做。
We pick and choose.
我们在这里选。
We pick and choose how we worship.
我们选择该怎么敬拜。
We pick and choose how we read the scripture.
我们选择该怎么读圣经。
We're not constrained.
我们没有被限制。
He also, moving on to the next point, he fed on locusts.
那我们要看下面一点，就是他吃野蜜。
Locusts,
蝗虫。
Locust represents judgment and separation from God.
这个蝗虫所代表的是审判，还有与神分离。
Oh, the plague of locusts is devastating.
这个蝗虫的灾是非常的，非常的严重。
And it represents man being separated from God.
因为它代表的是人跟神分离。
But John ate the locusts.
但是约翰他是吃蝗虫的人。
He consumed the judgment.
他在那里让这个审判成为他的食物。
It became his sustenance.
成为他里面的那个营养。
He saw that judgment had come upon the people.
他看到审判临到众人。
He knew that the people needed a savior.
他知道众人需要有一个救主。
He knew they needed the way to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们知道这些人需要有一条路可以到耶稣基督面前。
And he allowed himself to be used by the Lord to lead them to the Lord Jesus.
然后他就允许神使用他把这些人带到耶稣面前。
And in judgment became his strength.
然后这个审判就成为他里面的这个能力跟力量。
Some of us may be under judgment individually.
也许我们中间有人是在一个审判里面。
We know that this world is under judgment.
我们也知道这个世界也在审判下面。
I don't want to get political.
我不希望太政治。
But we hear a lot about global warming.
但我们听到很多关乎这个全球变暖的事。
It's all the fad right now in the churches to talk about global warming and judgment.
今天在很多教会里面讲的就是全球变暖这件事。
The Lord is judging us for our use of fossil fuels.
神在这里审判我们，我们使用了很多的石油。
The Lord is judging us because we have our AC set too low.
神在这里审判我们，因为我们的空调调得太低。
The Lord is judging us because we use plastic straws.
神在审判我们，因为我们用了太多塑料的吸管。
You can't go to a mega church today without all the holy ones having metal straws.
你今天不管你去到哪些这个大的圣洁的教会，里面都有人使用金属的吸管。
Now we are to care for God's environment.
我们确实需要关心神赐给我们的环境。
We are to respond to the Lord when He says this isn't right.
我们需要 在神向我们讲这件事不对的时候有回应。
But he's looking at our hearts first.
但是他先看的是我们的心。
We are under judgment.
我们是在审判下面。
There are storms.
没错，会有风暴。
There are frightening earthquakes and volcanoes.
会有地震啊，会有火山爆发。
Does it drive us to our knees?
这些有没有让我们屈膝呢？
And do we say, Lord, we have left you?
有没有向神讲？神啊，我们离开你了。
You have no longer been preeminent in my life individually, in my family's life, and in the church.
你不再在我个人、跟家庭、跟教会的生活里面做主掌权了。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Because unceasing prayer is what's going to consume this judgment and use it for good.
因为不住的祷告可以让我们来。食用这些审判，让它成为我们的营养跟益处。
It also says that he fed on wild honey.
而且又讲到他吃的是野蜜。
I don't want to be so depressing talking about all the bad things.
我不希望成为那个负面的人，总是讲到这些不好的事。
Honey is sweet.
蜂蜜是甜美的，甘甜的。
Have you ever thought about when Canaan is described as the land of milk and honey?
你有没有想到迦南地是被描述那流奶与蜜之地
？There was honey on the rocks，
就在那些岩石里面会有蜂蜜。
When they marched in that promised land, they just had to walk up to a rock and it would be dripping with honey, and they could dip their hand in it and eat the honey。
他们在进入迦南美地的时候，在路上随手就可以在岩石上，把那个蜂蜜送到自己的嘴里。
Christ is our rock，
耶稣基督就是我们的。
And in him there is such sweetness.
在他里面就有这样的甘甜。
Do we experience this?
我们有没有经历呢？
We can experience in the Word of God.
我们可以在神的话里面有经历。
Again, going back to the Word, it's so sweet.
我们回到神的话里面是如此的甘甜。
Where else can we experience the sweetness of God?
在还能在什么其他地方来经历神的甘甜呢？
We can experience in the fellowship with the saints.
我们可以在与圣徒的交通里面享用这样的甘甜。
Sometime when you have a chance, think about the fellowship that you have with brothers and sisters.
当你有机会的时候，回想一下跟弟兄姐妹在交通里面那种甘甜。
And let's ask ourselves how much of it is tasting and seeing the sweetness of the Lord.
让我们问问自己，有多少时候我们真的是尝到了主的甘甜
？Compared to gossip，
在交通里面尝到甘甜，或者反而我们是在那些风言风语里面
，You know， often
彼此的论断里面
，Often what we call fellowship is really just gossip。
有的时候我们的那些交通只不过是在说一些闲话。
Or do we gather with brothers and sisters and we spend most of the time talking about next week's agenda？
或者我们跟弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，只是讲到下一周那些计划上的安排。
Or we talk about what we're doing in Sunday school.
或者讲到我们在主日学要做的。
All of that, those last couple things are good and are okay.
刚才提到后面这两件事是好的。
But are we so busy and so service-minded that we forget to stop, look upon the rock, and see that there's sweetness and fellowship in Christ?
但是有的时候啊，我们被这个外面的服事繁忙的所占据了，都没有来到这个磐石面前来尝，先来尝这个甘甜。
Oh, there's sweetness in personal worship with the Lord.
而且在个人的敬拜里面也可以尝到这个甘甜。
Do we ever walk around our house or walk around the workplace and a hymn or a song is brought to mind and we just start humming it to ourselves?
你有没有在工作的时候，甚至在家里，突然间一首诗歌到你里面，你就开始哼？
You know, sometimes if we're just quiet and we just wait, the Lord can bring such sweetness of His Word and worship to us.
如果我们时时可以安静，可以等候的话，神就可以让这个甘甜临到我们。
I have to be careful here, or your children are not going to be happy with me.
我需要非常小心，因为你的孩子可能不喜欢我所讲。
The enemy is ruthless, and he knows that the Lord is sweet, and so he's going to try to break that fellowship.
因为仇敌他是非常的诡诈邪恶，他就要把这个甘甜要把它阻挡。
And one of the ways he does it is he gives us AirPods.
有一件事就是他把这个iPhone 的那个耳机给我们。
These headphones, these Beats, whatever they're wearing, feeds them constant information.
然后你们孩子所戴的这个耳机。就是不断的把那些低音的东西，把那些其他的信息输送到他们脑海里。
We do the same thing. It's not just the kids.
不光是我们的孩子，我们自己也是。
And I don't want anyone to go home and throw away those, those things. You may lose your children.
我不是让大家回到家里把那个苹果的那个耳机都扔掉，那你的孩子，你就要失去你的孩子了。
But even Christian music, sometimes it can be such constant input, 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 that there's no silence, there's no quietness, there's no meditation to say, Lord, where is the sweetness that you have for me?
甚至有的时候那些所谓基督徒的基督的徒的音乐也是那样不断的不断的那些节奏那些声音在我们里面让我们失去了在主面前的安静跟我们在主面前的那个思想。
Just a couple more points, I'm almost done.
还有大概两点我就可以结束。
John was not complicated or busy.
约翰他并不是一个复杂的而且是一个繁忙的。
It says simply, he was a voice,He called the people to repent and make a path for the Lord.
很简单，他就是一个声音，他就是那里让人悔改，为神来预备道路，为主。
Ask the Lord this morning.
今天早上问问主。
Has he given you a gift?
他有没有给你一个礼物？
Well, that gift is nothing unless it's bathed in repentance.
这个礼物如果不是在悔改里面得着的，就不是礼物。
Lord, I can't, but you can.
主啊，我不行，我不能，但你可以。
Lord, I want to decrease today so that you may increase today.
主啊，愿你兴旺，今天我可以衰微。
John knew his place; it was a place of hiddenness.
约翰，使徒约翰知道他的地位是一个隐藏的地位。
I hope no one in here is discouraged thinking that they don't have service.
我希望今天没有人心里面是灰心的，就说我都没有任何的服事。
There are so many great men, missionaries, workers of God that wouldn't be where they are or couldn't be used by God without the hidden ones in their life.
在历史时代有许多神大用的仆人，那些宣教士，他们能够被使用，是因为在他们生命里面那些隐藏的。
Saint Augustine, one of the great church fathers, nobody unless it was for a praying mother.
圣奥古斯丁就是在教会历史上如此神大用的一个父老，如果没有他的母亲，就没有这样一个人。
Martin Luther could have had job security as a lawyer.
马丁路德他曾经可以成为一个收入很好的律师。
But his mother prayed for his soul.
但是他的妈妈却为他的灵魂祷告。
You know how the Lord answered that prayer?
你知道神怎么回答了这个妈妈的祷告
？Luther was almost struck by lightning.
这个马丁路德甚至有一次差点被雷电所打死。
Literally.
真的真实的。
Scared the daylights out of him.
然后他里面就是害怕到一个非常极端的一个程度了。
And said, God, if you're real, you save me.
他就说神啊如果你是真实的你一定要拯救我。
The storm stopped.
然后风暴就止息了。
He had to obey.
他就必须要顺服了现在。
And he gave himself to the Lord.
然后他就把自己奉献给神。
John and Charles Wesley，
还有就是加尔文，约翰·卫斯理
，probably foolish boys，
他可能是一个很傻的孩子
，except for a praying mother，
但是他却有一个祷告的妈妈。
I just watched a documentary and have been reading a little bit more about the life of Billy Graham.
我看到这个历史的这个频道里面讲到那个葛培里的一生
，greatest missionary in probably all of history，
也许在这个历史上最大用的被大用的一个宣道者。
And it was said over and over again, you do not have Billy Graham if you don't have his wife Ruth。
在那里面一次一次的重复提到，如果没有路德。葛路德就没有葛培里。
She prayed.
对，葛路德就是他的妻子，他的妻子就是一个祷告的妻子。
Billy Graham is not Billy Graham without the brothers that he was surrounded by.
如果葛培里没有周围的弟兄环绕他的话，他也不可能成为葛培里。
There's no one man that can serve the Lord without brothers around him, covering him, protecting him, praying with him.
没有一个人可以在神里面被神使用来服侍如果旁边没有他的弟兄扶持他为他祷告跟他一起来同工。
He had the gifting, he had the power, and he had the name.
他有恩赐，也有大名。
But Billy Graham yielded to his wife and to the brothers when they had a voice of correction or a voice of direction.
但每一次当葛培里周围的弟兄或者他的妻子有不同的意见声音的时候，他都顺服来听。
People may say Billy Graham blazed a trail, but it was all the people with him.
啊，也许你说葛培里就是那个开拓者，但其实他周围有一群的弟兄姐妹。
And it wasn't his trail.It was the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且不是他开的道路，是主耶稣基督的道路。
John was a trailblazer for the Lord Jesus.
施洗约翰是主耶稣基督的开拓者。
He had many followers.
他有许多跟随者。
But he turned to them and said, "Don't follow me, follow the Lord."
但他转过头来向那些跟随他的人说，不要跟随我，跟随主耶稣。
One of the hardest things for men of God is to turn others loose to serve the Lord in their own way.
对于一个服侍神的人来讲，最困难的就是放手让这些人他们自己来跟随主耶稣。
John was reassured.
施洗约翰他得着了一个确据。
John went to his death rejoicing.
他在进入到死亡的时候其实是带着喜乐。
He had blazed a path for the Lord's return, for the Lord's coming.
他为着主的这个来到而预备了一条道路。
He actually got to meet the Lord.
他其实已经遇见他的主了。
But in reality, he already knew him from the beginning.
其实从开始他就认识他的主。
John could blaze a path for the Lord because he knew the Lord.
他可以为主来预备道路，因为他知道认识他的主。
Not because they were cousins.
不只因为他们只是表兄弟而已。
But he had been constrained by the power of the Lord.
而是因为他被神的大能所激励。
And so the choice is for us today.
所以今天我们能够有的选择。
What are we blazing a path for?
我们在这里到底开拓什么路
？If we were to ask our children today, if I'm blazing a path for you, what am I blazing it for?
如果我们问孩子，今天我为你开了一条路，这条路是什么
？We knew how John could answer that question.
我们知道约翰是可以怎么样回答这个问题。
And it says of John that he was the greatest of all men.
我们已经读到了，他是妇人所生下来最大的。
Greatest of all men, born of a woman.
就是妇人所生下来的里面，他是最大的。
Yet, the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
但是在天国里面最小的比他还大。
You and I this morning, individually.
今天早上你跟我作为一个个人。
You and I as the church.
你跟我是教会。
Can be considered great in the kingdom of God.
也可以在天国里面被认为是大的。
But for only one reason.
但只有一个原因。
If we point everyone to Jesus.
就是我们把人指向耶稣。
With our every breath.
用我们每一个气息。
Our every action.
每一个动作。
This only comes through prayer.
这只能从祷告里面出来。
It all starts with humility.
都是从谦卑开始。
In our prayer this morning.Is that we would have that soil of humility.
我们今天的祷告就是要有谦卑的土壤。
The Lord can look upon this gathering and say, "I see humility."
神可以看到我们今天这个聚集，说我找到了谦卑。
I will plant grace.
我可以把我的恩典种在里面。
And mercy.
把我的怜悯种在里面。
And when the Lord sees grace and mercy upon this earth.
当神看到这个在这个地上有怜悯跟恩典的时候
，The Lord says, "Now I can return."
然后主就说，我现在可以回来了。
And that's what we want.
这个就是我们所想要的。
That's what John wanted.
这也是约翰所想要的。
His job was over when the Lord came on the scene.
当主耶稣基督进到这个图画里的时候，他的工作已经完成了。
Your job and my job is done.
你跟我的工作已经完成。
When the Lord returns.
当主耶稣再来的时候。
May we have the opportunity to see that.
愿意我们有机会见到那一天。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for just this reminder that we have such a great calling.
主啊，感谢你今天啊，给我们如此伟大的一个提醒，就是我们有这样一个呼召。
We do pray that you would seal this upon our hearts this morning.
我们的祷告就是把这件事印在我们的心中。
May we be those that have a voice.
愿意我们成为那个有声音的人。
Of repentance.
啊，有悔改的人。
And a voice that says, "Make way for the Lamb of God."
而且有一个声音说，为着主预备道路。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祈求，是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.